I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, February 18th. Republicans have talked up a new federal tax break for tipped workers that was included in last summer's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. But a progressive research group says the no tax on tips provision actually will not benefit a big percentage of tipped workers. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
Policy Matters Ohio's Molly Bryden says the provision gives the biggest tax break to those with the highest tip wages. And she says about a third of Ohioans who get tips won't benefit from the new policy.
Because around a third of tipped workers make too little to actually owe federal income taxes in the first place.
Bryden says those who do benefit from it should not get too used to it because, unlike other permanent tax breaks for higher income earners, the no tax on tips policy expires in 4 years. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Two Ohio lawmakers say there should be bigger fines for drivers who disobey orders from a school crossing guard. They've introduced a bill that creates two new related misdemeanors. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
Under House Bill 690, drivers could face a first-degree misdemeanor for failure to obey, as well as for harassing, threatening, or intimidating a crossing guard or interfering with their official duties. Republican Representative Andrea White says it's an issue deserving of attention.
We see far too many drivers on many fronts, driving distracted, reckless, and in fact, overall defiant. And so what we want to do with this bill is education, awareness, and accountability.
HB 690 also establishes some immunity for crossing guards in civil lawsuits. It is yet to get its first hearing. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The city of Hamilton will use drones to respond to some emergency situations as part of a pilot program by the state of Ohio. Hamilton Assistant Police Chief Brian Robinson says some officers with drone licenses already make limited use of drones that they carry in the trunks of their cruisers. But the new program will be quicker and wider reaching.
Where this will make a difference for us is that under these DFR units, they're designed to launch immediately in response to service calls. So we can have somebody at a desk hear a call, a particular call that they think that this would be useful for. They'll be able to launch one of these DFRs directly from their desks.
The two drones will be dispatched for fire, EMS, and law enforcement situations. Hamilton and Springfield are among 9 municipalities that were selected by the Ohio Department of Transportation for the first round of the pilot program. Robinson says his department is aiming to have the drones operational by June. A new STEM complex is planned at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Its focus is on students from pre-K through 12th grade. WYSO's Catherine Mobley reports that this endeavor begins with a unique signing ceremony.
The new facility will be a STEM talent development complex. The goal is to give youth hands-on experiences in the field of aerospace, creating a new generation of professionals. The proposed facility will exceed 90,000 square feet and feature classrooms, dorms, labs, high bay collaborative spaces, and community areas for events such as drone races. Tuesday morning, key partners signed an outgrant license, opening the door for preliminary environmental studies, fundraising, and contract development of 16 acres at Wright-Patt. Jessica Short is Chief Operation Officer of Do STEM, one of the tenants in the complex. She says her group connects STEM students to real-life opportunities.
We need to start at the earliest age, at 3 years old. They need to see themselves with a STEM identity. They are engineers. They are problem solvers. They are working towards these types of critical technologies and skills that need to happen in order to be successful in these STEM fields later in the future.
Organizers just launched a capital campaign to cover the estimated $38 to $40 million price tag, seeking federal, state, and local dollars. They hope to complete the complex by 2030. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Look for unusually warm temperatures for the middle of February for this afternoon as temperatures get into the middle to upper 60s. Should see the sun today as well. We do have a chance of some thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening, and there's a slight chance that some of the storms could be on the stronger side And then cold air returns to the area just in time for the upcoming weekend. And that's WISO Today for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Mike Fraser.